Boeing's St. Louis manufacturing will be able to continue uninterrupted after the company announced the purchase of a major supplier. GKN Aerospace was previously a part of Boeing until it was spun off and into an independent company. GKN more recently said it was losing money on its work for Boeing and would shut down. The financial terms of this purchase are not disclosed. 550 of GKN's 600 employees in Hazelwood are being hired by Boeing. The plant in question makes parts for the F-A-18 Super Hornet and F-15 fighter jets. Why did the city take years to finally remove a homeless couple who occupied a street corner outside of a resident's home?
Well, a spokesperson for Mayor Tashara Jones has said it had to do with the recent expansion of the tent encampment becoming a hazard. The attorney who represents the homeowner isn't so sure. Attorney Beavis Shock wonders if their lawsuit against the city played any part.
But what I don't know, which presumably I won't assume the audience wants to know, is why did the city do it? Did our lawsuit have anything to do with it, or did they just finally get their act together? I don't know.
Shock says he and the homeowner need to discuss if they wish to move forward with their lawsuit. According to Shock, he and the homeowners received no advance notice the encampment would be removed and only learned once crews arrived. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Turns out not smart to wear a GPS ankle monitor while committing smash-and-grab robberies. That's what police say 18-year-old Leslie James III did. He had on a GPS bracelet when he and two others stole a Hyundai and then smashed the windows of businesses in Lindenwood Park and Soulard, and on another day in Cherokee Street and Benton Park. The probable cause statement says the GPS monitoring, quote, showed him to be at the places of those crimes, end quote. He faces dozens of felony counts. The fifth day of the Thomas Kinworthy trial saw his attorneys continue to examine the doctor who diagnosed him with schizoaffective disorder. Dr. Patricia Zaff testified to Kinworthy's abusive childhood, leading him to develop a mental illness.
Trauma inflicted by Tommy's mother was pretty horrendous. Emotional, physical, sexual, and she kidnapped Tommy and his brother as well.
Kinworthy was also abused physically, emotionally, and sexually by his father in his teenage years. Zaff also testified based on Kinworthy's conduct the day he fatally shot Officer Tamaris Bohannon. He was suffering, she says, from an episode that rendered him unable to grasp reality and is a typical case for a not guilty by mental defect verdict. Court adjourned until Monday, when it will resume with the cross-examination of Dr. Zaff. Illinois' air quality received mixed grades from the American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report released this week.
While some counties in central and southern Illinois had low levels of pollution, areas around Chicago are some of the most polluted in the nation. The Chicago metropolitan area, according to the report, has the 17th highest level of ozone pollution of all cities, receiving an F. Madison County also got an F, Jersey County a D, St. Clair County's grade a C. Ozone is a product of vehicle exhaust and industrial pollution, and the pollutant can aggravate lung disease, increase the frequency of asthma attacks, and make breathing difficult, according to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Debbie Monterey, KMOX News.
At least 10,000 people expected to run the Go St. Louis Marathon tomorrow.
Runners are going to get to cross over on the Eads Bridge over the river. They're going to get to visit the Gateway Arch National Park. I mean, how many runs get to go through a national park? That's pretty awesome. It's going to Soulard, Lafayette Square, the Central West End, Old North, downtown. I mean, it really covers a lot of territory. It's an awesome route.
Go St. Louis's Mona Vespa says new this year, an after party around City Park open to everybody with live music, food, and drink. That party runs from 11 to 6. Illinois State Police warning the public of a phone scam. Over the past 2 days, ISPs received several phone calls from people reporting a person claiming to be an ISP investigator has called them. They'll tell them their identity has been stolen. This is a scam. ISP says special agents will not make cold calls requesting personal or financial information. The Illinois Department of Transportation now says road repairs will go forward on westbound Interstate 270 between Illinois 3 and Riverview Drive. The closures start at 9 tonight, with one lane remaining open. The work should be completed by 5 o'clock on Monday morning.
Now, KMOX virtual consumer editor Megan Lynch.
An AI hoax had social media users believing St. Louis-based Build-A-Bear was trying to summon Satan.
Credibility checker NewsGuard and USA Today report the AI-generated images of a smiling black teddy bear sporting horns and satanic symbols first appeared on a satirical Facebook account called The Pumpkin Express. The fake images made it appear as if the bears and sales associates had staged a full display in a Build-A-Bear retail store. Even though the post was clearly labeled in a hashtag as satire, a TikTok account picked it up, shared it without indicating it was satire, and it went viral. A Build-A-Bear spokesperson told NewsGuard the chain currently does not, has not, nor has any plans to offer the products or services in question. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
The City Justice Center facing pressure on multiple fronts to reverse course on a new policy. In recent months, the jail has been continually restricting access between the detainees they house and their attorneys. Some of those efforts have included closing the paper pass, which would be reversed under a new bill introduced by Alderwoman Alicia Saunier.
When they have no contact visits, they're not being allowed to transfer paperwork, that slot is being closed. And again, that's a serious threat to an attorney's ability to exercise their right and properly represent and prepare their client for court.
Other restrictions include prohibiting attorneys from bringing cell phones into the jail and some attorneys being banned from entering. Earlier this week, presiding judge Elizabeth Hogan sent a letter to the commissioner and sheriff ordering they allow attorneys to regain that access. KMOX has reached out to the city's public safety department for reaction.
It's been a soggy afternoon, and there's still a chance of some showers, rumbles of thunder into the evening. But overall, mostly cloudy skies, windy, and a warm 65 degrees. The weekend, Saturday, partly sunny, windy, warm, and humid. But nothing much more than a couple of spot thunderstorms. A lot of dry time on Saturday, 82 degrees. Saturday night, cloudy skies, spotty showers after midnight, 68. The evening should be okay. Sunday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Windy, warm, and humid, 80 degrees on Sunday with developing showers and thunderstorms. Our best shot of strong to severe weather this weekend is going to be late Sunday afternoon and into Sunday night. Again, 80 degrees on Sunday. Monday, periods of showers and thunderstorms, 78. I'm meteorologist Dave Murray for the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
I'm Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.